Guys, I've got a confession to make, and this confession is this. I hate nativity plays. You know, there's many things this year that I've hated, many things I've disliked about this coronavirus and the lockdown, the pandemic, but the one thing that has benefited me from is I haven't had to sit through a nativity play this year. You know, last year I had to sit through multiple nativity plays with schools with my kids, and I was like, oh, how many more have I got to go? And this year, I haven't had any. And it all goes back to when I was a child. You know, when nativity play roles were given out, I really wanted to be a shepherd. I wanted to be a sheep. I wanted to be a king. I was happy even to be the rear end of an ass. Okay, whatever it was, the one role that I did not want was to be Joseph. I did not want the starring role. I was quite a shy kid. I didn't want to go to the front and have to play the role. I didn't want to have to hold a girl's hand. I didn't want to have to hold a doll and rock a doll to bed. I was a boy. I wasn't a girl. This is not my role. And every year, the roles came out, and I always seemed to be Joseph. I remember trying to swap and say, I just don't want to be him anymore. I just don't want to be him. But my pushy mother kept putting me forward for it. And I hated it. But as I've got older, I've realized that Joseph was a guy who was incredible. He wasn't the star of the show. In fact, he was a bit like how I feel. He sort of wants behind the scenes the role that many of us love doing, making things happen but not being the star. He was a man's man. He was this guy who was strong. And there's when God was picking a stepfather for Jesus, he picked the right guy. You know, Joseph was a man of honor. He was a guy who cared about people. He wouldn't have gone, I don't think he was a character, I didn't get the impression he was a character that would sort of be leery and like gobby. He was just someone who I can imagine being quite quiet, be a man of few words, but he was a man of honor. I'm really struck when I look at the story of the Nativity that when he discovered that his fiance was pregnant and he wasn't the dad, he didn't try and shame her. In fact, he tried to call off the wedding very privately. Why? Because he cared about Mary. He cared about people. He wasn't someone who was full of revenge. He wasn't someone who was resentful, but he was someone who was really honorable. And I look at Joseph and I say, you know what, I really hope that if I was faced by the situation that he was faced by, that I would show as much honor and integrity, that I would be as strong as he was, not wanting revenge, not wanting to seek to get Mary killed like many of other men would have wanted, but instead cared about Mary as a person. And he cared about her safety, even though she'd wronged him. But as well as being a man of honor, I'm really impressed by Joseph because he was a man of obedience. When God said to him, and through Angel Gabriel in a dream, Joseph, Mary has actually got the Messiah in her womb, and you need to look after her. It says, actually, Joseph woke up and he did exactly what God told him in the dream. He listened to God. He didn't dilly-dally and dither and delay like many of us do. But instead, he just listened to God. And when God spoke, he just did it. And he just acted. He didn't spend all night praying and seeking and everything else. He just acted when God spoke. Because we can't underestimate the importance Joseph's obedience played in the Christmas story. He just did what God asked him to do. But as well as being a man of obedience and integrity, he was also a defender. You know, when troubles came, Joseph didn't leg it. When troubles came, Joseph stood and he protected Mary and he protected Jesus. You know, King Herod was jealous and heard the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem and sent his soldiers to kill all the boys under 2 years old. God speaks to Joseph again, and Joseph reacts in a great way. Joseph protects Mary and Jesus. He quickly gets Jesus out of the situation. There could have been a little bit of Joseph going, well, God has called me into this place. God is going to protect me. But he didn't. He took the onus on himself. When God spoke, he took the onus to go and get Jesus and Mary out of the situation to protect them. He didn't want this child who God had given him to look after to be harmed. He didn't want this woman who God had called to be his wife to be harmed. He was a protector. He was strong. You know, and I look at the story of Joseph. I often think he doesn't get as enough credit that he deserves. You know, when God chose a stepdad for Jesus, he chose all the characteristics that Jesus would need in a father figure. A man of integrity, a man of obedience, a man of protection. And I just thought to myself, what great characteristics these would be. You know, if I was remembered when my eulogy is given at my funeral, I would love to have these words. I would love to be known as a man of integrity. I'd love to be known as a man of obedience to God. I'd love to be known as a man of who protected his wife and his children. You know, Joseph, he didn't care about being at the front. He just cared about being a family man who cared behind the scenes. He was happy not to be the angel. He was happy not to have the starring role to be all about him. He was happy just to be the hero in the shadows. Guys, I think we need to sometimes ask this of ourselves. You know, often we can love to be the center of attention. Often we can love it when everyone talks about us and everyone makes a fuss about us. I certainly don't like that, but I know many of us at times I can sort of be tempted and think, oh, that'd kind of be nice if I had that. But God is calling people who are not worried about being in the front in the limelight. But God is calling people who are happy to play the supporting role. Who are happy to be people of integrity, to be people of honor, to people who don't seek revenge, to be people who protect the vulnerable, to be people who are obedient, who don't care about status, who just want to serve. And I want to ask you the question today, where's God asking you to serve? What role can you take that is not at the front, that is not being the star, that is serving God from the shadows? And if you're a person, and maybe you are one of those guys who's always in the shadows, I want to encourage you today that God sees what you do. God is not overlooking you.